Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of the Islamic State announced a self-declared caliphate. A spokesman for the U.S. military operation against IS said the Iraqi military liberated the mosque, furthering the Iraqi military's push into Mosul's old city. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said all of this amounts to an Islamic State defeat. A scaled-back version of President Trump's travel ban has gone into effect. Customs and Border Protection says it will be business as usual for all valid visa holders. Los Angeles County Attorney Mike Fiore, speaking at the L.A. International Airport, agreed.
The key issue for the Homeland Security staff here and for travelers coming to this airport is this. The team made very clear that a visa holder will be screened in a way that the executive order has no impact on it.
The rules, the product of the month, the legal debate are not to be as much out ban as it is tightly at altogether visa policies affecting citizens from six Muslim countries. White House defending President Trump's social media criticizing Mika Brzezinski, who co-hosts a program on MSNBC. There was quick and firm criticism of members of Congress. Paul Ryan is the leader of the president's Republican Party in the House of Representatives.
Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment. I think, look, what we're trying to do around here is improve the tone and the civility of the debate, and this obviously doesn't help do that.
Also, senators from the Republican Party chastising the president. This is VOA News. NATO allies have agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan, and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels thousands of troops have been requested to help train and support Afghan security forces.
Our military authorities have requested a few thousand more troops for the mission. And today I can confirm that we will increase our presence in Afghanistan.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, also in Brussels, said NATO has filled nearly 75% of the gaps and requirements for their mission in Afghanistan. The United States blacklisted a small Chinese bank, accusing it of laundering money to boost North Korea's nuclear weapons development. The United States and much of the world has condemned North Korea's repeated violations of UN edicts to halt its missile and nuclear weapons test, but renewed sanctions have failed to stop Pyongyang's weapons development. The announcement just before President Trump met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House to discuss security on the Korean Peninsula and the threat of North Korea posing to the region. A Japanese court has begun a trial of three former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company, the operator of the Fukushima nuclear plant, on charges of professional negligence resulting in death and inquiry, injury as well. All three have pleaded not guilty in connection with the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster, saying they could not have predicted the enormous tsunami that flooded the plant. Charges against the executives are linked to the deaths of 40 hospital patients who were evacuated from Fukushima and later died. The 2011 earthquake and tsunami killed 20,000. A Moscow court has found five Chechen men guilty from the 2015 murder of Russian opposition leader and former deputy prime minister Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down just meters from the Kremlin. VOA's Daniel Scharf.
You know, it was welcomed by a lot of the opposition to see the guilty verdicts. At the same time, you know, from the very beginning, there's been a lot of suspicion that those who ordered the killing, those who were really behind it, are not going to face justice. And certainly throughout this trial, we saw that the issue of motive was not addressed, and the attempts to question people who were higher up, who were linked to this, failed miserably.
Nemtsov's daughter, Jana Nemtsov, a journalist with the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle, called the case unsolved. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. We're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.